breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, in a couple of days, it will be Father's Day. And on that day, I hope that you're able to say to the father in your life, thank you for the good things that you've done. If you're not able to do that with the man who was your earthly father, I hope at the very minimum there is a heavenly father that you're able to express that to on Sunday. But sitting in the studio with me on this Friday edition prior to Father's Day is Barry Milazzo, who was with us a little more than, I guess it was a little more than a year ago, Barry, that yes. You were in the studio the last time.
Right.
And when we tell this story, I thought, what a perfect day to have an update to come back to talk about than this particular weekend. But in your situation, for people that didn't hear the last time you were with us, explain to our listeners why being a dad to you is a little different than it is for a lot of dads.
Well, I guess the first thing is I have three children, but I'll never be an empty nester. Hmm. Bryson was born completely healthy, as were my other two children. He was profoundly brain injured through the administration of his vaccinations at 8 months old. He was so deeply brain injured, he nearly perished. It was predicted far and wide. Boston Children's Hospital, Columbia Presbyterian, Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. I took him everywhere,
yeah.
Seeking hope. They said he'll never walk, may never speak, will be educable to only very rudimentary levels. So obviously was devastated, but God decides those things.
Yeah.
Just a quick note, he did walk when he was 10 after thousands of hours of torturous repetition. And it's not perfect. He still has cerebral palsy to this day, but he does speak.
Hmm.
And at 33 years old, he speaks just fine. But you'd know in about 5 seconds of conversation that you're speaking to a child.
Right.
So I will thank God forever that Jesus said, you must become like a little child to enter the kingdom of God. He loves Jesus, and he understands the most important things in life, and one day he will no longer be impaired. But while he is, and while I still have life and strength, it is my absolute privilege to care for him.
Yeah.
Just one more thing. Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, than one lays down his life for his friends. So what a privilege to have my son and be able to do whatever is necessary to help him to thrive in this world.
You've documented much of your journey in a book called All the King's Horses, and we have some exciting news to kind of tell people about what God is doing with that manuscript in a bit. But I want to delve into fatherhood with you for a minute or two, because dads that may be approaching this weekend with perhaps a thought that maybe they haven't been successful dads, maybe they haven't been the super dad that took care of the brain injured son growing up, and they may be thinking, I don't even know if it's going to be worth it to try to engage my kids this weekend. Maybe they've thought, my circumstances are too big to overcome. What would your, if you had an unadulterated audience with some dads that were walking through some of those doubts and some of those kind of self-incriminations, how would you construct the conversation with them?
Well,
where would you start?
Great question, because it's easy to look to someone with a story like mine and think that I've done everything perfectly. And the truth is, I have failed again and again. So I like to start at the beginning. And where is the beginning in my estimation? Where God says it is. See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God, and such we are.
Hmm.
That rights my ship every time, because it's about his love, it's about his grace, it's not about my performance. And our kids need us to be receiving that grace so that we can pass it on to them. They don't need to see perfection. They need to see us receiving God's grace and mercy and forgiveness and passing it on to them. They need to see authenticity, and they need to see God. They need
yeah.
to see the Lord.
The idea of parenting for me in the last 9 years has changed rigorously once I had my own kids. And I think that a lot of us, we have a desire to be good dads. I don't think there's anybody that's ever set out to purposefully be the world's worst dad. But there's often sometimes an attrition that happens through passivity or neglect or just not being present. Speak to us about how we as dads can once we understand that being the ultimate father depends upon our dependence upon the Father, mm-hmm. what are some practical things that and you had to work this through, and you and I happen to worship at the same church, and yes. so there's some things that I know about you that not everybody does, but there's sacrifice involved in being a dad. And in your situation, there's sacrifice that goes sometimes beyond what other dads may even be willing to do. But how important is it that sacrifice not be a scary thing for dads today?
Well, I would say that we're all in the same boat in terms of the fact that this is a marathon and not a sprint. And so weariness, and one of my childhood heroes was Vince Lombardi. He said, fatigue makes cowards of us all. The Bible says, and it's got an answer for everything, but you were tired out. Isaiah 57:10, you were tired out by the length of your road, yet you did not say it is hopeless. You found renewed strength, therefore you did not faint. After this book was published, Kevin, within months, Bryson was saying, my eye hurts, I can't see. I said, oh, what is this now, Lord? It took thousands of hours of torturous repetition to get him just to get up crawling. He would splat flat on his face to take inch by inch. And it was, you know, I'm a football player, went through college playing football. Mondays after a loss were the toughest. Every day was Monday in our home. And if we went forward a foot, there was a first down would be monumental. If you get a yard, you would rejoice in that and hold it up. What happened to his eye? He was blind in his left eye. So what is this? He's walked, he's speaking, he has a life, a semblance of life. I still have the privilege of cutting his food, tying his shoes every day, teaching him. I read him the storybook. The
Bible,
Jesus, the storybook Bible
by Sally Lloyd Jones.
It's wonderful. I think every adult should read it. By the way,
she does too. By the way, and yeah. she said as much in a visit here. We're talking with Barry Milazzo, and the book is called All the King's Horses. It's been the newest edition has been endorsed by Johnny Erickson Tata, and she says thank you for writing down a family story. It is needed. And of course, there have been lots of other people that have given their endorsement to it as well. Steve Brown of Key Life Ministries and others. But we're going to tell you about an exciting kind of new opportunity that All the King's Horses is entering. But I want to stay on the idea of fatherhood and some lessons that Barry has learned through the later stages of what Bryson has gone through and even that eye challenge before we're done. Kevin McCullough, don't go away.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we genuinely hope that you have a great Father's Day. In a couple of days, I hope that there is the opportunity for your family, hopefully your wife and your kids to come around you and say, hey. But even in saying that, Barry Milazzo, I am reminded that today is a day in which there are a lot of dads will not have a wife and sometimes won't have kids to say anything to them at all. And the fact that that's a reality is a little bit of an indictment of our culture, but it's also an indictment of men on some level. There's even some of that that is an indictment of everything but the man that's involved. But in reality, I have found in my own experience that every time I think something else is totally someone else's fault, there's always something that I didn't do in the process. So I'm very hesitant to say that there's any truly innocent single dads that are out there. But the truth is, single dads face a road and a life that is in many ways harder. If the children live with them, there's those challenges. If they live apart from them, there's other challenges. And you found yourself at one point in your story as a single dad, mm-hmm. caring for Bryson full time. Talk to us about what God taught you in that season.
The single word would be dependence, because I did not have what it takes to do.
Were there days you just walked into the garage and just screamed at God and like, get me out of here?
I would do more than that. I would be on the front lawn calling my best friend who I played football with in college saying, I can't do this anymore, Phil. I just can't do this anymore. I would scream. And so I live with an impaired person. And I, to this day, Kevin, I look up and I say, Lord, remind me of something. Which one of us is impaired? Because I think it's me today. And that's my flesh. And the Lord directs me back. He said, I have learned what David learned in Psalm 119, 92 to 94. If I had not loved your law, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts because by them you have revived me. That doesn't mean I'm a hyper-spiritual, super-spiritual. That means I'm a struggling person. And the answer is, I found the answer. I'm clinging to it. And David was saying, if this stuff wasn't true and reliable, I'd already be dead.
Right.
And I know that's the case.
Well, and there's a certain degree when I talk about suffering with people, that the issue of God's sovereignty is a touchy one, because if people, well, for whatever reason, don't want to believe in a sovereign God, then they want to say God was only sovereign in allowing the suffering to come, but he's not sovereign in trying to remove it from me or take it away from me. But the truth is, God works in every circumstance. Amen. And it's not as much a matter of saying, God, if you were really there, this wouldn't have happened. It's more of, if you're really there, what do I need to learn while I'm going through it, right? That's what you're saying?
Clearly. I believe that the Lord rules every inch of this universe. Colossians 1, 16 and 17 says, we were created by him and for him. And 17 says, and in him all things hold together. And that's my train wreck of a life. That's the train wreck of a life of anyone listening here today. I don't care if it's single dad, if you lose someone, this is not the end. This is not the end of the story. We know the end of the story. He'll sum it up very, very well in a way that ear has not heard, eye has not seen, and mind has not conceived. It's for us to hold on and to believe and to trust and to learn to depend on him and not in the guy in the mirror, because we do not have what it takes.
The one thing that Michael Jackson got right, theologically speaking. We're starting with that guy in the mirror. Okay. Barry, talk to us about, you mentioned that Bryson had gone through the initial threats, which were the vaccinations and the development early on, and the kind of the tedious and long road it was to get him to the basic functions. But recently there's been other challenges that he's faced. What has God done in the process of walking you through those trials?
Well, you know, I think you're referring to his troubles with his eyesight.
Yeah.
And
last couple of years, lots
Lord,
of surgeries.
What is this now? I thought the story was over. I thought I was in ministry full time. We were going to be on an upward trajectory. And by the time I had him diagnosed, he has a disease called keratoconus, which already made him blind in his left eye before I knew what keratoconus was. It took a tragedy with a 5-year-old child to provide the transplant for him so that he could see out of his left eye.
Oh, wow.
And that's not a smooth path either, because we've had other surgeries to fix it. He was slipping backwards, and right now he's doing great. But he also has the disease in his right eye. And so, you know, with impaired people, sometimes when you have this instability in the eye caused by keratoconus and you rub your eyes, it can destroy the cornea, and then it scars over, then you're blind, which scares the daylights out of me, because I got an impaired kid and he's always going to be impaired.
Sure.
Reminding him, treating his eyes with meds 10 to 12 times a day. And so this gets back to, I'm often tired, but the Lord says, just like he said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. You offer me your weakness and I'll give you my power. And you be content. But the definition of contentment that he gave Paul is a little daunting. He said, Paul proclaimed, I am well content, therefore, with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong. As I cling to him, as I look to him, I have all that I need. If I look to my own resources or any other of the world's resources, I am finished.
Yeah.
And I know that. Every day I know that.
That's a recurring theme. And friends, it's also one of the themes of All the King's Horses, which is a book that I want to encourage you to get. You can go to allthekingshorsesministry.com and order it. And when we come back, talk about a little bit of the ministry that Barry's been called to and what he's doing. It's Kevin McCullough Radio on this Friday before Father's Day. Don't go away. Everywhere I go, oh, I say, is it all, always on my road.
it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
A father of three tells his real-life story and the passion of his life ministry to show Jesus as the answer to not just some of your stuff, all your stuff, broken dreams, the impossibilities. That's the heart of Barry Milazzo. And the book is All the King's Horses. And you may have remembered us discussing it a little more than a year ago. But if you have been encouraged in the last few minutes, I know that Barry would love to hear from you at allthekingshorsesministry.com, because Barry, you're one of your real passions now is to help export this idea of biblical encouragement to those that are dealing with these things. Talk to us about what the All the King's Horses ministry exists to do.
I will go anywhere to lift up Jesus Christ. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to myself. He is our only hope, and he is our certain hope. Mm-hmm. So my job is kind of simple. It's to connect people with Jesus Christ. If they don't know him, they need to know him.
Do you find it easier to make that connection with people that are struggling, that are suffering, that are going through hard stuff?
It is. They listen. You know, sometimes they have to work through their stuff. I worked with one person who had already attempted suicide twice before I met him. And he didn't want to know anything about Jesus Christ. Oh, you're religious. You know, keep that away from me. I've been there. I've been rejected by the church. I've seen the hypocrites. I said, well, okay, fine. I'm talking about Jesus now. And ultimately, he wanted to know the answer to really one question. Is suicide the eternal sin? And I was a little, how do I answer this question? You're kind of on eggshells. You don't want to say the wrong thing. And I said, well, have you considered it? He said, not only have I considered it, I've tried it twice, and I'm not going to miss next time. So what's your answer?
Hardcore guy.
And I said, well, you've been honest with me. I'm going to be honest with you. Here's my understanding. I believe every sin is the eternal sin. And that puts me in trouble because I'm a sinner. And it puts you in trouble because you're a sinner. God's a holy God. Heaven's a holy place. No sin's going to be up there. So what do? I have some good news for you. His name is Jesus. He came down to satisfy the problem of our sin and to die for our sins. It took 1 year for him to come to the point where his bitterness was laid aside and he was willing to embrace Jesus Christ as his Savior.
Yeah.
But I don't have any other remedy. I'm not going to change the prescription.
Yeah. No, because the prescription works.
Amen.
It's the non-pharmaceutical that we can trust the most. And I'm not trying to be flippant there. When you came into the studio to talk to us, you had a copy of the book and you gave it to my friend Tom Lewis, who had mentioned that he has a family friend back home that's going through the same thing. And this is really the heartbeat. Your book is like 330,000 words long, and it's but it's broken up into sizable readings so that you're able to kind of work through these different themes and so forth. And I know that the idea is to not only tell your story and Bryson's, but to use everything, and you're raw in this book. There's things that you really struggled with. And you want people to be encouraged by it. And you have an ongoing ministry. People can ask you to come and to speak, but also to reach out to you on other levels of different things. AllTheKingsHorsesMinistry.com is the website, AllTheKingsHorsesMinistry.com. But you're engaged right now and also putting this book into audio form.
Yes.
That might reach even more people. Talk about that for a second.
Well, with your help, Kevin, thank you. And you know, it's a long book. I preach once per month in a nursing home. This is too small a print for these people to see it. So I'm waiting for them to be able to hear it.
Okay.
And, you know, put it on podcasts, things that are, you know, I'm a dinosaur. I'm in my 60s
now.
Not
really, but yes.
So, but people listen to stuff now
right. And
in the car and so forth. So any way I can put it out there, I do believe my theme is to point to Jesus Christ through 31 chapters of impossibility after impossibility after impossibility. But it's not just about raising handicapped children. It's about, what's your impossibility?
Right.
He's the answer. Look to him. Paul said, we don't want you to be unaware of our affliction that came to us in Asia. He wanted to tell his story. For what purpose? That we were burdened excessively beyond our strength so that we despaired even of life. I was like, you're going to say that, Paul? But he didn't. He doubled down on it. He said, indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves so that, and here's the message of my ministry, so that we might not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead.
Yeah. That's well, here's just a little sample of what All the King's Horses is going to sound like when completed. Again, 330,000 words, that's a lot of words, but it's in process now. And you can find out more information on Barry's website. Take a listen to this. On May 11th, 1986, Bryson James Malazzo was born, and any lingering concerns regarding voices or dreams were gone. He was one of the most beautiful babies, a little cherub of a boy. Better still, Bryson was completely healthy. It couldn't get any better than this. Truly, life was good. People often remarked how alert Bryson was for an infant. His eyes were straight and sharp. His hands were relaxed. He had lifted his head up off the bed to see what was going on at only 2 weeks of age. A wonderful smile, a contagious giggle. This boy was gonna be the next Derek Jeter. On August 4th, 1986, Bryson's doctor found him to be very healthy, having achieved all normal developmental milestones. My wife and I were continuing to adjust to the responsibility a second child brings. All in all, there wasn't much to complain about in the Malazzo household. We had two healthy children, my career was going well, and we belonged to a good church. God had blessed us beyond measure. Our daughter had been through her early vaccinations without much difficulty, so we didn't have any concerns about Bryson's first set of shots. Bryson began crying, though, immediately after his first oral polio vaccination and the DPT injection. He continued to cry louder until about 2 hours after the injection. It had gotten to the point where he was screaming nonstop. His fever shot up to 105 degrees. The high-pitched screaming and fevers lasted for days. So we held Bryson in our arms to comfort him. He began to forcefully extend his writhing body backward in an arching pattern so that it was difficult to even hold him. Numerous calls were made to the doctor to report these intense symptoms. 3 days of cool baths, Tylenol, and very little sleep left us drained, and it appeared that Bryson had gone through the worst. All right, just a sample, and again, Barry Malazzo, a very, very moving production it will be when it's completed. Thank you for coming in and sharing your heart. And if people want to be in contact with you, we want to send them allthekingshorsesministry.com, allthekingshorsesministry.com. And I just want to say a shout out to Dick Tunney, the musician, the Grammy-winning musician who also did your score and soundtrack for the project.
I'm grateful for his work.
Yeah, it's really good. Hey, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Kevin.
And thanks
for being
with
us. Brother.
Amen. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, maybe you're like me, you're in a place, you're all stressed out, you don't know what you're going to do, you're not getting your fruits and veggies, do what I do. Three capsules twice a day, that's it. And in that process, that daily dose of Balance of Nature, I'm getting 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. In fact, Dr. Howard once described it as having 10 big salad plates full of those 31 fruits and veggies and ingesting those 10 platefuls of those 31 fruits and vegetables. That's a lot of fruits and vegetables. And you know what that does in your system? It gives you immune fighting ability. You're able to fight disease. You're able to hold off those negative bacteria and viruses. Your skin looks better. You've got more energy. You improve the quality of your life. You even see progress in medical situations that you hadn't had before. When you experience the balance of nature difference, you're going to be hooked. And so for a limited time, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order when you call right now. 1-800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and make sure you use the promo code THEMISSION.
This is wedding season. Bouquets and boutonnieres, dresses and suits, receptions, dances and cakes. Time to celebrate. Leaving and cleaving till death do us part season. That's something to celebrate, right? Does God's ideal seem like an old-fashioned, unrealistic dream to you? God designed marriage, so why do so many of us struggle? Listen to The Mission and learn how marriage works. AM 570, The Mission. You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you again to Barry Milazzo. Very special Father's Day story. And again, if you need that encouragement, get this podcast. Give it to some guy, some dad who needs it, because the strength you will gain from staying at it, from keeping on when you don't feel like keeping on, it's going to be. You're going to be glad you did. I'm just saying that in advance. All right, Kevin McCullough started the hour very excited. I still want you to understand, and friends, we're close. We're very, very close. I don't have these specific numbers. I think we're less than 20 kids away from rescuing the needed 50 children for the hour, and just two people doing the $390 challenge. Now, how does that work? Well, if you do a one-time gift of $390 to Cross International, that's going to count for 10 kids. If two people do that, if one person does that as a $780 gift, that takes care of the rest of the challenge. If two people do that, that takes care of the challenge. What? We're only one? Okay, we're only one $390 gift away. 10 kids to go, friends. In the next 3 minutes, can you dial 866-822-4848 to help meet our 50-child match this hour? If we hit 50 children, a matching gift of 50 children is gonna also be activated by someone listening in this area who happens to care very much about these children. 866-822-4848, 866-822-4848. Carlos Varga, the Cross International liaison in Guatemala, this year knows of 5,000 children that need rescuing. They've asked us to help with 500. We've already rescued 100. It's amazing. It's been an incredible, incredible thing to watch these kids be literally snatched from the jaws of death. But friends, if we can just have one or two more people do the $390 challenge right now, $39 a month for 10 months, or $130 a month for 3 months, or a one-time gift of $390, two people making that gift right now will be over the challenge. We need you. We need your help right now. 866-822-4848. 866-822-4848. Don't grow weary in doing well, buddy. Keep the chin up. Keep pressing on. We can do this. We can save these kids. 866-822-4848. 866-822-4848. I'm Kevin McCullough, and to every single dad listening, have a great Father's Day. We'll see you Monday.